today.
I don't recognize her now. I just noticed she shouldn't be in the kitchen, but you know what? She's cooking a meal. You know, but not everybody has to cook a meal. You don't need everyone in the kitchen.
But Luke's like, come on, Mala, give me a smile. Like, now Sundar walks in and he's like, come on, I need a hug and a kiss from my favorite Wookiee.
Yeah, why
it's
not?
Like, hey, respect her space.
Let her
be her authentic self.
I'd go up and give her a big hug. She would like Tamu in half, me and you in half. She went to hug us. A Wookiee has a strong hug.
You want that gift? I want a kiss.
That's not a bad deal, though. I'd give a kiss for a gift.
You know? Now, Kenner missed the boat entirely.
I gave away the store, you know, and I shouldn't have.
By not manufacturing this toy Bantha.
Oh, look at that toy Bantha. That is fantastic.
I want that toy Bantha so badly.
God, we can make that and put it on Etsy for $10,000.
We should. I've wanted that since I was 8 years old.
There's like a Fraggle in the background, too. There's like a Fraggle. And then she's got a piece of wood with like a skin on it for a drum.
Yeah.
It's like you got that cool Bantha, and then you got something they found out in the lot.
New from Radio Shack. It's the Build Your Own Radio Kit.
Oh, my God. Wasn't Radio Shack awful? I hated it. It was the worst. Everybody thought you were stealing something. They're like, there's nothing good in here to steal.
Yeah.
Other than the Tandy track and field game. That thing was awesome. They also had the football game.
That's some good. They had the baseball game. But they had a few good ones, too. Yeah. That caveman game is awesome.
I thought you might like this. One of those, it's kind of hard to explain. Wow.
What's that mean?
Yeah, that means...
Itchy's got a little wow there.
That means you might want to send the kids out of the room, because...
Oh, he's putting a little thing on like Schwarzenegger had in Total Recall.
Yeah, this is called the Mind Eraser.
Oh, no.
And apparently it's a repurposed wave machine.
I don't like how Itchy's got that giant lower jaw. Too creepy. And now he's having some kind of weird wow. According to Art Carney, it's going to be a wow.
What he's doing?
Is it another dancer? Is it another Ula? I don't know. What's going on here? It's making me dizzy, I'll tell you that.
We will remember that cocaine was relatively new in 1978 and may explain a lot of what's happening.
Well, it was also disco, so it was height of disco, so then it turned into a disco ball again. Oh, no kidding. Look at that. That was right on the money. It's a disco ball, right? Or are they doing that thing in the 60s like that they had playing behind the doors where you just stick some oil in the background and the whole place melts?
You don't have to be high to watch the Star Wars Holiday Special, but...
I'll tell you, this part, yeah, this
really
would
helps.
This would make people on acid scream in horror. I think. Look at that. They're like sea monkeys.
Little Diane Carroll Sea Monkeys.
Oh, here she comes. Is she the head of the Sea Monkeys?
Yeah, here we go.
Searching, I am here.
Who's
My
here?
My voice is for you alone.
Nice.
I am found in
This
your
is the wow that Art Carney was talking about. Here she comes.
Yeah.
Why is she so blurry? Are we going to see her?
And you create...
Focus.
Oh, yes.
There we go. Nice.
I can feel my
Nice. All right.
So
yeah.
This is apparently Itchy's fantasy.
That's my fantasy too, I think, right now. Oh, there I go with the tacos. The belly's not. It's not cooperating. When the belly doesn't cooperate when you're with a hot broad. Listen to that. How embarrassing. I think Itchy's got IBS.
I hope she fired her manager after this.
Yeah. She's sexy.
She is.
Yeah. I like that one shoulder look.
Now,
you don't want
to miss this. I'll tell you a secret. This, I believe, is the first documented example of someone rewinding a porno.
Maybe. Yeah, but she's not.
I don't need to ask.
It was inspired by a weekend at Bob Crane's house.
See, I am your fantasy.
She's your fantasy. She's Itchy's fantasy.
So Itchy's fantasy is a human woman with Wookiee hair wearing a Bob Mackie dress.
With a little shag.
Does any of that make any sense?
This is our moment together in time.
I don't know. She's sexy.
Like, does Itchy have
This was for the dads that had to watch this drivel in 1978 on Christmas. It's like, give me a hot black woman to watch.
But why is Itchy all hot for a human woman?
Like I said,
his Wookiee women shaved?
I kind of, who doesn't?
There are
who
a
doesn't
lot of
like
questions
a nice Wookiee shave?
That this raises.
Yeah. I wonder what a Wookiee shave looks like.
This song answers none of them.
Probably a freak.
It's not a very good song.
Here she goes. Diamonds are forever.
Yeah.
Diamonds are forever.
This is basically the space that
the Moonraker goes.
This is basically the space that Mitzi Welch occupies, which is writing songs that sound like they were written by somebody else.
Yeah. Where does the Moonraker go? Right? It's like a Bond theme, a little bit. Who wants to be with me, Itchy? Hey there, Itchy.
Hey, kids, we're going to watch the old man's porno video now.
Yeah. And this is the part when Dad comes in. He says, I thought you guys were going to watch Star Wars.
And then says, wait a minute, you don't have to turn that off.
Yeah. Diamonds are forever. And where does the Moonraker go? Diamonds are forever. Where are you? Why do you hide? Where is that moonlight trail that leads to your side?
This actually isn't a terrible song.
Where are you?
It's just wrapped up in a insane sequence, and really doesn't belong here.
Just like the Moonraker goes in search of his dream of gold, I search for love and someone to hold. Diamonds are forever. She's got emeralds sipping around her, though.
Yeah.
She got another dress on in the background. That's the same one.
That's a Bob Mackie dress.
Nice. Looked like a mac and cheese.
$25 million in today's dollars this cost.
$25 million? Is it a rental?
The special. Well, no. But I assume that Bob Mackie dress, set him back $10,000.
I was like, what's her name again?
Diane Carroll.
Diane Carroll, what are you wearing? She's like Gucci.
Yeah. Diane Carroll pops up in tons and tons and tons of stuff.
Yeah. I'm surprised. What does Shirley Bassey think of her? She's like, you're ripping me off.
They originally offered this role to Cher.
Cher should have done it.
And Cher turned it down.
Cher should have done it.
No, I think Cher read the script and was like, I am not going to be like a Wookiee fetish object.
No, she's all, well,
it's,
yeah.
It's bad enough I had to sleep with Sonny. I'm not going here.
Yeah. Wow. Honestly, not a bad tune. A little long.
Yeah.
A little long.
Oh, now we get some great special effects to close this out.
Yeah. Diamonds are forever.
Look at this. This is state-of-the-art stuff for 78.
I've seen your smile in a thousand dreams.
Oh, wait. Is this an episode of Doctor Who now?
Oh, it's a spinning?
It's the Doctor Who title sequence.
Wow. Creepy.
And now she just disappears like she got snapped by Thanos.
The diamonds linger. You don't need love. Cause diamonds are forever. Diamonds never lie. All right, fast forward there, kiddos. So now we're about 35 minutes into the Star Wars Holiday Special. If anybody would like to log on and join, we're on YouTube.com. And there's C-3PO.
Yes, and Princess Leia doing the Rebellion's taxes.
Oh, why is she working in the background?
She's got her adding machine.
Yeah.
Lousy Bothans never turn in their receipts.
In the 70s, everybody had an adding machine.
Most people don't realize this, but in addition to leading the rebellion, Princess Leia was their chief bookkeeper.
Yeah.
Mala, so good to see you.
Hey, Mala. Life day. What's going on? How's life day? It's like Chewie's missing. She
says it may be a happy and it does appear that Carrie is braless, as she was in the movie.
That's all right.
Because George said there were no bras in space.
So could you do me a favor?
Yeah, but she's a little older now, so she's not as supple.
Yeah, she's looking for Harrison.
Yeah, she's like, where's Harrison?
Yeah. I was told Harrison would be here.
Yeah.
The only reason I came was because Harrison would be here.
I just saw him in the trailer. Where's Harrison? They were doing, like, booze and cocaine and having sex, like, every 2 hours.
Yeah.
This was the height of her affair with Harrison Ford. Anthony Daniels, I don't know.
Are you alone?
Probably just watched from a C-3PO outfit.
Is there anyone there who speaks English? Please.
Well, here's why we didn't see the first... 10 minutes of them speaking in subtitles because we have 3PO to translate now. Because Lucas was probably like, "Well, as soon as we get the protocol droid, as soon as we have the protocol droid, then C-3PO will be able to tell us all what the Kashyyyk and the girls are saying."
But then they completely ignore that and just bring in Art Carney.
Yeah, and like, here's Art Carney to tell us what the hell's been going on for the last 35 minutes.
3PO, go get those receipts from the Bothans. I don't need you anymore.
Yeah, and by the way, do you have a space bra?
Yes.
She's expressing her warmth towards the traitor. Nice. Her warmth towards the traitor?
Funny. That was a joke.
Her warmth toward the traitor?
Yes.
Like she likes Art Carney?
Everybody likes
Art Carney. Oh, they were hugging him. They were hugging Mala and him. What's that I smell? He smells Wookiee is what he smells.
Ooh, Wookiee Ookies.
What is it, Wookiee Ookies?
Wookiee Ookies. We want some Wookiee Ookies.
Oh, it's Wookiee Cookies, right? Because they named that as part of a cookbook. Well, now, here's new Chewbacca footage, because you see the hair's all messed up.
Yeah. He's got that bedhead.
He's got that, like, 90s, remember that mushroom bowl cut the kids would have?
Yeah, the Kurt Cobain look?
Yeah. What is that, a green planet?
That's Kazook.
Oh, it's supposed to be Kashyyyk, but it's Kazook, right? Yeah.
According to the Imperials, it's Kazook. I'm not going to argue with the Imperials on this.
Kabuki.
I don't think that ends well.
Yeah. John Williams making any new music for this?
No.
He's just watching it like all of us on Christmas, getting drunk with his eggnog.
John Williams is probably the one person who could sit there and say, "I've never seen it," and it would legitimately be true.
Yeah.
Everyone else who claims they've never seen this is lying.
Yeah, he's seen it. Lego Star Wars special was pretty good. Did you see that?
That was based partly on this.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yay, it's Han and Chewbacca. Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's a couple of troopers.
It's stormtroopers.
Again, something they could have done in Andor. Like, the number of stormtroopers missing from Andor was amazing to me. What's that? Is that actually outside the cop, or is that
outdoors.
Is that on Star Wars? Yeah.
There's a cocaine bust going on behind the scenes.
Well, there's a stormtrooper showing up. I thought they had the old siren.
Yeah.
Maybe we got the old cop siren. Oh, a couple of... Oh, we got a Death Star trooper, and we got another chief here. That's not Chief Bast, but...
We got an Imperial officer.
Yeah, he's an officer.
Not just any officer. Captain Snaps.
Captain Snaps?
Captain Snaps.
Like Snap, Crackle, Pop?
Oh, you'll see why in a minute.
Oh, because he snaps his gloves.
He snaps. All he does is...
snaps his gloves, right?
I believe he thought this might lead to a role in Empire Strikes Back, which is why he's overplaying this.
He's good, though. He's threatening. Plus, he's got a little cut under his eye. Who's that guy?
So this is... what is his name?
Mr. Snaps. Ginger Snaps. Captain Snaps. I got Diahan Carroll. Oh, Jefferson Starship's coming.
This is Jack Rader.
All right.
Adult female and one male child.
Oh, Diane Carroll, yeah. I called it Dion.
Yep, there's a snap. He's one of these actors that turns up in everything in the 1970s.
Yeah.
He guest spots on Chips Fantasy Island and all of those. He also is in the remake of The Blob from 1988.
Nice. That was a good movie.
And he's in... And
Kevin Bacon's in that, or his brother.
He's the police chief in Outbreak. I said... In the small town. Yeah,
okay. That makes sense.
So this guy actually has an armload of credits.
Listen to WMFO in Medford.
Hand me the upside-down calculator.
Wow, he gets in his face, that stormtrooper. He's like, taste the gun.
There's no snap. They call him Captain Snaps for a reason.
What did he do? He snapped what?
He snaps his fingers.
Oh, he snaps his
things
fingers.
Things just happen. Uh-oh.
Look at the trooper. He's going through his stuff.
Stormtroopers admiring
I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed.
Underfilled
like, get away
bookcase.
From my cabinet. I'd tackle him. Like, it's life day, man. Don't touch my stuff.
That's a very 70s thing, having bookcases with no books on them.
Yeah, he's got some kind of weird mirror. Oh, no, that's the picture.
Whoops, sliding
Chewie,
panels.
It? Oh, no. Is somebody in there?
Is he going to find the communicator?
That's no. Where the weed is. The Star Wars weed.
Just more tchotchkes.
Art Carney's weed's in there. The picture you're looking at right now. Art Carney could use maybe a space hat or something.
Art Carney could use a space zipper because we really don't need him showing that much of his chest.
It's not bad. I think he's getting away with it.
Yeah, you know.
He's probably in his 50s here. Oh, what was that? Oh, no. Wow, I thought he was going to backhand. My brother's boy. He's a member of the Imperial Militia. He must be Lumpy. 25 years old, but now he loves the service. How much is he? 345. He just said he's 345 years old. Thank you very much. 45 years old?
I have a little more work to finish up here. And oh, by the way, while I'm finishing up here, why don't you boys take it easy, relax, put your feet up, and make yourself to home?
Yeah, he is kind of like a Lando.
Yeah. Smooth operator.
Smooth operator.
Meanwhile, what are these stormtroopers doing? Just kind of like standing around. Like,
I need a cape, though. I want somebody in a cape.
The stormtroopers have no direction. Captain Snaps is giving them nothing to do.
Look at, they got an old, that looks like an ad on the table or an old Fisher Price record.
It's like part of an ad.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. What is it?
I believe it is meant to be a futuristic portable record player.
Nice.
As we'll see in a moment when
it one of those.
Does what it's designed to do.
Nice.
Right after another Art Carney bit.
Boy, they love sticking this weapon in his face.
There's a lot of really dark stuff in Star Wars.
Mm.
Okay.
Like, if you think about what we've seen so far, like, this is a planet occupied by the Imperials.
Yeah.
And they're robbing the storekeepers and busting into people's homes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is like Christmas in East Germany.
Yep.
But it's, hey, Star Wars, it's all right. Ha ha, let's have fun.
Hey, how did I start this on time and there's still an hour left? How did that happen?
Well, there's a lot to it.
We might have to watch it in 1.5 speed.
Will you get on with it?
Okay.
You only got 45 minutes left. Oh, no. We're doing okay.
Yeah, we should be right on time with this.
Oh, is this Leia?
This is Jefferson's starship.
Oh, that's right. Nice.
This is one of two sequences from the original director that George Lucas wanted, who was... oh my gosh, what's his name? David Acomba directed this in the Cantina sequence that we'll see later.
Nice.
Notably, this is the lineup of Jefferson's starship that does not have Grace Slick.
Yeah.
Also, notably...
There's no Mickey Ward either. What is it? Not Mickey Ward. Mickey Thomas. Right?
Mickey Thomas is long gone by the time they become the Jefferson Starship.
Yeah. But they come back for, we built this city.
Yeah. Marty Balin quit after they did this.
Yeah.
Just, like, left the band.
It's embarrassed.
This, to me, is one of the most amazing songs ever recorded. Because when it's done, you will have no memory of it whatsoever.
He looks like Ray Davies a little.
He does.
He's got kind of a, it looks like an ice cream in his hand. It's this purple thing.
Yeah, well.
What just happened to the sound?
I think all the music instruments are.
Oh, the Death Star Trooper likes them.
Lightsabers or something. I don't know what's going on here. But I guarantee you.
Looks like he's on a pulsating record player.
As soon as this song is over, you will have no recollection of it at all.
I remember. He's like, diamonds are forever. He looks like, kind of looks like Spinal Tap here a little bit. David St. Hubbins.
Yeah, Derek Smalls.
Yeah, Derek Smalls, too.
Derek Smalls is playing in the bass.
Yeah, absolutely. Doesn't it look like a corn dog or something? Like a purple corn dog.
Maybe from Chernobyl.
Yeah. Oh, just got the Chernobyl game on PS4. It's pretty good.
I want to understand how you show up for a taping of a children's special.
That looks like me.
Without a shirt on.
Yeah, who's that, Arnold Horshack?
That is Horshack. Nice. Horshack is here. Derek Smalls is here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's doing Pete Townsend Windmills.
Yep, and Ray Davies.
I think this
Not
is one
bad.
Of those.
It does look like a giant dildo, though, doesn't it?
This is one of those David Bowie myth building things, I think.
Yeah.
But as I said, you'll remember nothing of this as soon as it's over.
I'm going to remember that giant glowing microphone.
You won't. It's astounding how this works.
Yeah. There he is.
Derek Smalls is really, I think he's
picking
it with his teeth.
Are we going to do Stonehenge? No, we're not going to do bloody Stonehenge.
No shirt, a dog collar, and a scarf.
Yeah. This goes to 11.
Space.
That's one more, ain't it? It's a one more, ain't it? Yeah, but this goes to 11.
This was a dark time for Jefferson Starship.
Yeah. You think they're Imperials in this, or are they the good guys? What are they?
I don't know. I'd imagine they're Imperials.
We built this city.
That song's brilliant compared with this.
Built this city.
Nothing's gonna stop us now. And we're if this world runs out of lovers, we'll still have each other. Nothing's gonna stop us. Nothing's gonna stop us now.
Nice.
Well, it distracted that Imperial for a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Does he, like, clock him over the head or something?
It's not over yet.
Does Art Carney, like, clock him over the head?
Oh, he's too smooth for that.
Where's Mickey when you need him? Come on.
I'm loving these extreme close-ups of the guy watching this. No. No, I will not. Oh, another fun fact about this. They didn't actually have the money for an editor because the budget ran out. So Ken and Mitzi Welch edited this themselves.
Yeah.
Guess how much editing experience they had.
How much?
You can tell by looking at it.
Not much.
None.
Yeah. I think they should have got Mickey Thomas. They should have brought him in.
Where's Marsha Lucas when you need her?
Yeah.
Although I don't think even she could have saved this.
Oh boy. You needed some Elvin Bishop in there is what you need.
Yeah.
I fooled around and fell in love. Fooled around and fell in love.
Well, this is one of those things where
fool around.
Oh,
fool around.
The band's called Starship. That's spacey.
That's right.
Let's cast them.
Yeah.
That's the only reason they're even here.
They should have just hired Mickey Thomas and do Elvin Bishop.
Fool around and fail. At least they wrote their own song.
Yeah, the Death Star guy's kind of cool. It's almost like they're playing Battleship a little bit, electronic Battleship.
Looks a little bit like Battleship, yeah.
You know, it was a great game, Stratego.
And he's smiling. Wow. Yeah. Maybe he'll be kind to the Wookiees now.
Inviting the Death Star trooper over. This guy's kind of got to stick up his bum.
Captain Snaps is back.
Yeah.
I hope you guys find what you're looking for. Keep up the good work.
I don't know what they're looking for. It's all asses and elbows here.
They don't seem to be looking for anything. They're just kind of standing around.
Look at that nice, what is that, an ottoman?
All right.
Yeah.
Finish the search of the residence. Oh, I almost forgot. I want to leave you my card in case you need any
Oh, geez, this guy loves just sticking his gun in his face. That's like the fourth time. That's the only thing he does is stick his gun in his face.
Check for any rebel material.
Why couldn't they have one of the stormtroopers speak, you know?
Ooh, rebel materials.
Yeah. Have you seen the new land speeders? That's all they had to do. They don't even have the stormtroopers speak. Have you been down to the Tarshi station?
Take the upper area.
He doesn't even talk to him.
Boy, for all his snapping, Jeez, come really on, seems
he's sticking
to happen.
The gun. Holy moly, what's he doing? He's tossing around Mala.
We don't want
or is that itchy?
To hurt anyone.
He's got some cake on, too.
There's another snap.
But when my men get angry,
yeah.
I can't.
This is like a Clockwork Orange moment. What is going Oof. On here with these Imperials?
We are going to continue our search.
Don't mess with Captain Snaps.
Yeah.
Now keep him quiet.
Stormtrooper, I told you to go upstairs and smash things.
Did we really need to see all of Lumpy's gums on the smile? Whatever was going on.
I believe that thing that he does with his mouth is known as groping for saliva.
Ugh.
Ugh. There's an image no one wanted.
No. Oh, look, he's got a pair of headphones.
And now I get to the part of this that is undeniably good.
Oh, this is Boba Fett.
It's the Boba Fett
yeah,
cartoon.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
Everybody loves the cartoon.
This is fantastic.
This was produced by Nelvana Animation of Canada.
Yeah, they didn't get paid enough, in my opinion.
They'd go on to
They should have given them the whole budget. Oh, here it is, Boba Fett.
The droids in the Ewoks series.
It's awesome. The animation's great.
But this
is an asteroid field. Awesome.
This is a children's special company clearly run by maniacs.
Yes, this is awesome. Look, there's like a cat and headphones. There's 3PO.
It makes things invisible, I think.
Nice.
Yes, even
they got all the actors to do
yeah.
this.
I think might be an improvement.
Yeah.
To varying degrees of success.
Yep, there's some kind of squid, like an early Admiral Ackbar there working the...
Coming out of light speed, I can't make contact.
Working the controls there. Oh, yeah, that's great.
Here's Chewie.
Chewie's hands upside down, foreshadowing to Luke in Empire Strikes Back with the Wampa.
Han looks like a camel. Course.
Who's that?
Princess, we're in mortal danger from our own forces.
Falcon, do you copy?
Is that Captain Crunch? Who the hell's that?
That's one of the generals.
Oh, right, right. General Dodonna, maybe.
Hold your fire.
We've lost all contact, sir.
Princess Leia somehow looks like a young Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah, I love it, though. This is great. Here comes a Falcon. Nice. This is more exciting than everything I've seen so far. The first 30 seconds. He's got to take R2.
What'd he say? If something has happened to Captain Solo and Chewbacca is alone, you will need me to interpret.
Yeah, C-3PO's like, you got to bring me.
Why don't you screw your head down?
Look, a Y-Wing. We got a Y-Wing.
It's a Y-Wing.
Man.
I know.
Look at that. Here comes the Falcon. Here's the Y-Wing.
Sir, he's firing on us.
I know, but I don't think he means to hit us. Chewie's a better shot than that.
Yeah.
Look, he's speeding up. We're losing him.
Not for long. This is Y-4 to base. He's heading straight for a moon in the Panna system.
Ooh. I wonder if they have soup and bread bowls at the Panna system.
Yeah. This is cool, though. The Falcon's stuck in, like, some jelly.
Yeah, this is the Jell-O planet.
Hang on,
yeah.
R2.
Because there's a Jell-O planet.
The animation's cool, too. C-3PO's head just popped off for a second there.
Yeah, it's just the designs of the actors are all off in interesting ways.
Yeah.
It's like I say, this is a company run by maniacs.
It's pretty awesome.
Sure this is the best way?
Nice. Like bounces in the Jell-O.
These are the same folks that made Rock and Rule.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that movie? I highly recommend The Devil and Daniel Mouse, if you can find
that
online.
I remember that. I remember that.
That was great.
Yeah.
Yes, how about R2?
I love what R2 did. He just, like, put out a...
Our comm links are out. We can't contact the base.
He put out a little float so it could float.
Where do you go?
It's like the Seahawk.
To see if I can locate the Falcon.
He put out, like, a little Seahawk 3. Things floating. Oh, here comes a dinosaur. Here we go.
Is that the Dianoga?
Oh, and he loves lasers.
He eats laser beams. And Y-Wing fighters, apparently.
Yeah, he loves eating steel, this one. It's all right. Nice. I never knew a Y-Wing could do that, but
nope.
Awesome.
Apparently you can eject the top.
That's all right. And here he is, the introduction of one of the greatest villains of all time until he decided to become mayor of a town.
Yeah.
Boba Fett.
Do you think he's thinking about municipal governance as he's having this adventure?
No, he's thinking about money. He's thinking about making money. Killing people. That's what Boba Fett was about, apparently not anymore.
Is he considering how his decision-making might impact the lives of his future citizens?
Yeah.
Are the Imperial troops near?
Is he trying to build a family?
He's like, I really want to learn from the Sand People.
How far away?
Settle down.
Slap. Nice.
Wow.
He's kind of a masochist in this, too. He's always, like, hitting the dino, like, slapping it.
Foolish to waste your kindness on this dumb creature.
So you can call the creature dumb? Yeah, you know he's a villain.
You know, he changed his tune.
He's got, I love this little fork he's got. He's got like a tuna.
Well, neither do I.
He's a little bit like, that actually showed up in the Boba Fett TV series and The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah?
The Mandalorian carries one of those.
Yeah, I remember that. It was awesome.
And it was kind of a big deal that it showed up because...
I thought it was. I was like freaking out.
Everyone recognized it from the holiday special.
Yep.
It's merely a term that is often misused.
Did R2 say that?
This is good animation, though.
It is good animation. They got the floats on the Falcon so it doesn't sink.
Nel Vanna did some really bizarro stuff, but they also did some really good stuff.
It's great.
Like, they ultimately wound up doing, like, the Strawberry Shortcake and Care Bear TV specials.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of those.
But on the way to that, they did, like, some really out there progressive stuff. They're like the Yes of children's TV programming.
All right, I can go with that.
But in a couple of years, everybody caught up to where they were, and they were suddenly mainstream. Romy Zero and Julie 8 is one of their more really out there animations.
Yeah.
But somebody described this as looking like Jerry Scarf.
I know this sleeping.
Oh, right.
You know,
that's the guy from
the Pink Floyd animation. Or Ralph Steadman's work for Hunter S. Thompson's covers.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of that kind of design influence here.
Yeah.
But if you must, come on.
Boy, nobody gets to go anywhere alone in this universe.
Good music, too. Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun d pretty good. Look, there's Snoots McGee there. Who's that guy?
I think he's a beggar.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of dark themes in this.
I said stay.
I said stay, stupid creature.
And I'm your only chance of getting out of here.
Stupid creature, you dumb Wookiee. You understand me? I like how he's a man's man, Boba Fett.
Shouldn't those Wookiee pelts hanging from Boba Fett's armor concern Chewbacca?
You see the big fat thing that just went by with three heads?
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
Boba Fett ooh,
that's
heroin.
Scary. What is that?
I think they're at Mass and Cast.
Heroin. Jeez.
Gotta get some heroin.
That's
get,
pretty dark, yeah.
Luke and Han.
I love how they use the old Ma Bell telephone here, too.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, I got three credits left. Do you remember when you used to have a card? Hey, look who it is! Makes his first appearance. It's Darth Vader. It's the Star Wars Holiday Special 58 minutes in, and Darth Vader finally shows up, and he's animated.
Oh, we saw him at the beginning.
Did we? Oh, yeah, we did.
With briefly. Bast.
With Chief Bast, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how forgettable this is. Yeah. I better fight. Let's
what
see.
Is it now?
I don't know if we're going to have time for the whole thing. We're going to cut off about 10 minutes of it.
Now we're close. We should be good.
All right.
Just some silly game.
Some silly game. You silly Wookiee. Oh, it's a game that says 1, 2, 3, 4. Mm. What do you do there? Is that like Simon? Remember Simon?
You know,
man,
this,
what a great game.
This original,
there was red, there was yellow, there was green, there was blue.
This original prototype of the Nintendo Switch was really primitive.
Yeah, yeah. I remember Simon, man. Yes, people went crazy on that. Speak and spell? You could spell like orange, it would be like O. R. Orange. 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 Nice.
Uh-oh. R2-D2 intercepted the communication.
Of course he did. R2's the hero very much in the first three movies.
This time we'll get them all.
I see why they call you. R2-D2, your favorite droid? Yes or no?
Well, there's your character development right there.
Yep. What'd he say?
The best bounty hunter in the galaxy.
Right, right.
And here's the beggars hanging around.
He used to be my favorite bounty hunter. Now not so much. Now I think it's Aurra Sing, you know, the bald lady from episode
she's
one.
Good.
She's pretty awesome.
Well, you know, she didn't become a town manager.
Or Dengar, because he's basically me. You know, he's just me in bandages.
Yeah,
so I'm
but Dengar's
look
a
years.
Schmuck. He fails at everything.
Yeah, that's true. I liked Bossk, actually. He was the lizard. Actually, you know who's cool? Is Cad Bane's actually a great character. Too bad they kill him off right away. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. In the TV show. Spoiler alert.
A true story, Boba Fett was...
I don't know. Well, somebody must know something.
Like, Han looks really messed up here.
There's,
he looks
There's
he looks
classic Harrison Ford phoning it in acting for you.
Yeah. It's like, let's give him a drawl, like he's drunk.
He probably is drunk.
Yeah.
Well, somebody must know something.
What's the matter with R2?
Yeah.
I'm afraid, sir.
But Boba Fett was based on The Man with No Name.
Oh, yeah, from Fistful of Dollars.
Fistful of Dollars,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. What are you talking about? We intercepted Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah.
For a few dollars more.
Yep.
Boba Fett is Darth Vader's right-hand man.
There he goes. He's sneaking out of there. Has been an imperial He's awesome. He just turns on his jetpack and see you later.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Don't you want to just do that once? Like, have a jetpack and be like, leave an office meeting? Like, I'm out of here.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, like, I am out of here.
Okay, I'm done. Bye. Yeah. Jetpack
like
out.
You guys work until 5? It's 2:30. I'm out of here. There was something bad
about Boba. How did you know, Chewie?
Standing in line waiting to get in somewhere. We're like, you know what? Enough of this. Jetpack out of there.
Yeah.
We're just going to be like, you know, that guy's having a better time than we are.
Like, I was waiting in line for Bon Jovi tickets right to the front of the line. Jetpack. Say, that's classic Star Wars, man. Top notch. I give that an A-. A-- for that.
Here's a major problem with the Rebels, the Rebel Alliance's approach.
What's that?
Like, you've got these revolutionaries that just blew up the Death Star.
Right, right.
You probably shouldn't have an animated cartoon about them.
Yeah.
That everybody watches. Because you can't go out anymore at that point.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, Princess Leia goes out, she's having dinner, Imperials are sitting at the next table. Hey, isn't that girl from that cartoon? Aren't we supposed to be arresting her?
Yeah. I like the Bantha.
Meanwhile, they're doing a good job smashing up Lumpy's room here.
I hope he doesn't wreck the Bantha.
Here goes the Bantha.
Looks like, no, he doesn't rip it open, does he? Doesn't rip its head off, does he?
Of course he does.
Oh my God, why would you do that?
Those evil Imperials!
That was the coolest toy ever.
Captain Snaps told him to smash things.
Who's that? Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
In a house full of pictures of Chewbacca and hidden communication equipment,
yeah,
they've managed to find nothing.
There's nothing.
This is why you lose.
Why was this 2 hours long? Couldn't they have wrapped this up by now?
No.
Like, that should have been the finish right there, the Boba Fett animation special.
We would have lost half an hour of Wookiee conversation.
No, I'm all done at this point. It's just like, man, I saw Boba Fett's all I need to see. I don't need to see Lumpy cry. Like, come on.
You know,
do you really miss Chewbacca that much? He was off with Luke and Leia and Han for, like, years.
You know, Mala's watching this and thinking to herself, Captain Snaps, do you offer child care? And what's your hourly rates? Lousy Imperials, wrecking my stuff.
Here you go. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving, because people die that way. It's a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, and Lucasfilm.
This is probably my favorite moment in this whole special.
What's that? Lumpy crying?
No, Lumpy, like,
having tacos?
Taking care of his stuffed animal.
Oh, yeah.
It's the one moment of genuine Wookanity in the entire...
Wookanity?
In the entire special. Nice. But, like, kids do this.
Yeah.
You know, and somebody actually wrote, like, a nice, tender scene here.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not doing much for me. I've had enough of Lumpy.
I think it shows us...
Do we ever see Lumpy again after
Lumpy
this?
Lumpy has a good heart. Lumpy, apparently, is in the final Star Wars movie.
No, he's not.
Or not the final... He's in something.
Patty Malone?
No. Like, grown-up Lumpy.
Oh, all right.
Shows up somewhere in the sequel trilogy.
Huh. Interesting.
This product was packed under strict quality control on the system of Morphia.
Is that still Star Wars?
Oh, dear Lord.
It offers a unique...
Here's the instructional DVD that comes with your Tandy radio set.
Yeah, more Harvey Korman. Of a Morphian citizens are except he's a regular guy here.
25 million... Oh, no, he's not.
Oh, he's a robot.
He's a malfunctioning robot.
Yeah. That's creepy. Looks like he's got fish in his mouth and marbles or something.
Notice that he's on a blank set.
Yeah. Long way.
Thank you for selecting our brand of mini transmitter. If you assemble it properly, following the instructions I am about to give you, it will provide many years of fun and valuable service.
Oh, Patty Maloney's still alive, age 86.
Yeah.
Nice long career. She's 3 feet 11 inches, and she weighs 60 pounds.
Let's get started, shall we?
That's what Lumpy is.
Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah. He's like pumping himself in the behind here.
The sealed package containing all the tools you'll need.
Did I mention that this cost $25 million?
Yeah.
$25.
This is awful.
Or $1 million in 1978. Roughly like $20 to $25 million in today's money.
I'm not sure if this is...
And because they blew all their money on Wookiee suits and the set, Harvey Korman is pulling Woolworth screwdrivers out of a sandwich bag.
Yeah.
$20 million.
Now, this is the first thing you'll need. Please be careful not to hurt yourself on the sharp edges.
Awful.
Yeah.
What is that? That's creepy. Whatever it is. What does he do? He sticks it in his chin?
He's repairing himself, apparently.
Yeah. No, I don't like this.
Now, find the circuit breaker.
We need the people that saw that were on acid that were watching the dances would be freaking out with this now.
By their proper names.
Yeah. Like he's putting circuit something in his chin.
Breaker.
Yeah. I have to say, though, this is a little more Star Wars than Andor was. A little bit. Especially that. What was that? He's like licking his tongue. What is going on there?
But this
imagine seeing Cassie and Andor do that.
But this doesn't have Andor's mother telling everyone to go start a rebellion.
Yeah, yeah. They should have called it Andor's mom.
Yeah,
that's what they should have called it.
They should have called it Star Wars Mama's Boys.
Yeah, Mama's Boys.
Because between him and the other Imperial that's running around,
I wanted to see the security guy at least make out with the ISB agent.
Yeah,
and they didn't even give us that.
No,
I'm like he gets yelled at by his mama while he's eating like Fruit Loops.
They're holding that back for next season, I think,
yeah,
where he
like,
makes out with the ISB agent.
It's like, let him make out with the ISB agent and kill or strangle his mother or something. She was a pain in the ass.
Because this is a job for
Give it some edge. Star Wars needs edge again.
Well, I see time is running out, so we better
this
turn
has
our
got
attention
edge.
To the assembly of
yeah.
the impulse.
It's got Lumpy and Harvey Korman. I'm like, what the hell am I watching? I feel like I'm watching, remember that weird little character from Godzilla? It's like a baby Godzilla. That's what Lumpy looks like.
Yeah.
Here, don't you
a
think?
Little bit, yeah, a little bit.
What was the name of that weird, like, baby Godzilla? That was running around. I hated that one.
Yeah.
Creature Feature, when they played that, I wanted to shut it right off.
Yeah.
What was that character's name?
I forget. The same thing. You put a little person in a downsized version of the costume.
Yeah.
You're like, it's Godzilla Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you do that?
Well, it's just like Scrappy-Doo. Did we need Scrappy-Doo? Never.
No.
You know?
Whenever they add the cute kid, they've jumped the shark.
Well, even Elmo, you know? I know people love Elmo, but... You know, when they added Elmo, man, he was a little too baby.
Iron
don't
Man,
think?
Iron Man,
baby Iron Man.
Elmo killed.
Yeah,
Sesame Street.
I think so
do,
too.
Do 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 do.
You think it's Brady Bunch-esque?
Do 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 do. Those all those establishing shots of the Ralph McQuarrie painting.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Very Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Who's that?
It's an Imperial broadcast.
All four of them. Oh, nice. Life on Tatooine. Here we go. Here's some good stuff. Cantina.
More deleted scenes.
Oh, there's the prophetess in the background. She's force sensitive. This transmission is unrehearsed and who's that? That looks like Evazan. Nope.
No, that's somebody
else. No, that's what's his name. I forget what his name is. It's like Snivian. That guy's supposed to be a giant bug that we just saw. There's Figrin Dan. There's the Wolfman guy.
That's not Greedo.
Nope. That's the Figrin Dan band.
Yep.
There's Mayo. Yep. I forget who that is. Oh, he was the one that was replaced because he had a weird wolf mask and didn't like it. Oh, there's a Brainiac.
Another Brainiac.
Yeah.
I believe that was the Martian from Invaders from Mars.
That's a Snivian. That's Snaggletooth.
That's
Snivian.
Snaggletooth.
Yeah.
And there's Ponda Baba.
What's funny is you can actually see... Who's that? That looks like Count Dooku.
Ponda Baba got his arm glued back on.
Yep.
And cut off the opposite sleeve on his jacket to match.
You gotta have the cantina in there. Best scene of Star Wars.
Now, this giant dude here, whose name is Torque.
Yep.
That's the same actor that plays...
Peter?
That's the same actor that plays Mala.
Oh, interesting.
So this is Mala out of his Wookiee costume.
Interesting. Oh, and there's Bea Arthur, the golden girl herself.
This is the other sequence directed by the original George Lucas approved director.
Maud's working the bar. Is it Harvey Korman as another character? Is he the same character?
David Okomba. No, this is a different...
He's a different character.
Different character.
Jeez.
His name's Krellman here.
It's like watching Carol Burnett show.
That's kind of what we wound up with.
Yeah.
It's an unholy marriage of Star Wars, the Carol Burnett show, and the comedy stylings of Bruce Vilanch.
He's got like a crater in his head or something.
Oh,
what's going on with his head?
You'll find out.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, I remember. He, like,
do I need to tell you?
Head, doesn't he?
Until now. Do I really need to tell you?
I don't remember.
Why
he
has a thing
head.
On his head?
I don't know. I'll be right. It'll come back to me.
Come back soon. I'll be waiting.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Creepy. Oh, it's a hammerhead.
It's an Ithorian.
Yeah, Ithorian hammerhead.
There we go. Pouring the drink into his head.
Yep.
How does that species not drown in a rainstorm?
Yeah.
How does that?
That's why he's on a desert planet. It doesn't rain there.
How does that species even exist?
Yeah.
Well, exactly. They must wear a lot of hats.
Yeah.
It's all gone. Look, there's a flower on top of it.
Oh, look, he left a flower.
I think there's romance in the air.
I wanted to bring you something, and that's all I could think of.
Oh, my God.
This is Jeffrey Dahmer's favorite scene in the Star Wars Holiday Special. Have to bring me anything.
What does he want to eat her?
I don't know.
It's Bea Arthur.
It is Bea Arthur. Pre-Golden Girls.
Yeah, that's true.
She's still doing Maud.
Oh, yeah, yeah, see? Felt alive again. He felt alive. Something moved downstairs.
That's right.
Yep.
Didn't even have to use the mind eraser.
Oh, look, he's got seven fingers. He's like a devil. Six fingers. I knew
that at the time. Alien.
Hey, I got a question for you. If you got six fingers, can you still do the one-fingered salute?
I think so.
Yeah?
You're just gonna,
one's got to be bigger than the others,
yeah,
right?
Just
unless you got two in the middle.
Yeah.
What did I mean?
I decided what you meant was exactly the thing I needed to hear.
Nice.
Well, I'm glad about that.
You know, it's funny. A man can live as long as I have, through all the ups and downs.
We're getting caught up in this.
Just when he thinks it's all over.
She always sounds like she smoked three packs of cigarettes a day, doesn't she?
I think too much singing is what did that.
You think so?
I wasn't asking for love anymore. I wasn't desperate.
Think she shaved her armpits?
Whining, groveling, sniveling. I
hope so.
I just came here for a drink. And I found a lot.
Oh, my goodness. Harvey Korman feeling up B. Arthur.
There's B. Arthur's Me Too moment.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're kind and sweet and terribly attractive.
They're both gone, right?
As far as I...
Harvey Korman alive?
No, Harvey Korman's gone.
Yeah, he's dead for a while now.
B. Arthur's dead?
Yeah. Look, we still got Patty Maloney.
Why don't you sit down, finish your drink. Have another drink. This one's on me.
Carrie Fisher's gone.
Yeah,
Peter Mayhew
did
gone.
Too much coke though. B. Arthur, she died in the 2000s maybe. Let's say, yeah, 2009. Harvey Korman we didn't have very long. Right? He died in the 80s maybe.
No, he.
You'll change your mind. I just know you will.
He was around for a while. He died before we saw Tim.
Oh yeah, 2008. Yeah, yeah.
Because I know.
Come back soon. I'll be waiting.
Oh, the sting. It wasn't for you at all, Krellman. It's what she says to everyone.
Oh.
Oh, that's how they don't drown. They wear hoods.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Another important Imperial announcement.
What is that?
Due to increased activity among subversive forces, we are placing a curfew on the entire Tatooine system, effective immediately.
Probably should have done that a while ago.
Inhabitants will return to their homes.
They
got to
do something. Special's running out of their budget. We got to do something soon. We're going to see a saber fight or what?
No.
Never?
No. We'll get some action later on in this thing.
It's almost... Yeah.
Who was it?
They're running out of time here. What's
Stan Winston actually came back to supervise all the creatures on this.
Yeah.
I don't know how long. Maybe forever.
And that is figuring down in the modal nodes.
That's right.
Playing someplace else in the main cantina that night.
Yep.
You're probably cleaning up the blood in the other cantina.
See what the boys on the bandstand.
There's a Snivian. Who's that drunk guy? Is that Obi-Wan? They look just like Obi-Wan.
There's a couple of blue dudes.
Yeah, those are the...
I know what they're called, but I can't remember.
Duros.
Duros, thank you. Yes. Nobody wants to leave the bar. So typical.
One is named like Elon Musk or something.
Yeah.
But they're Duros.
This guy, I believe, is planning to make some porno movies.
He could be a Jedi. I mean, he's got a robe on.
No.
Look at that, that's Ben Kenobi that's lying down over.
Dare you stop that! Stop talk! It's all right.
I like that guy, though. He's kind of creepy. He's like Karloff.
He's Mala.
Yeah.
Sutton, come on, you guys. Haven't I always lent you money?
Oh, that other guy's, what is that?
Oh, that's Voldemort. Please, Voldemort's
yeah.
there.
Ludlow, you're heartless.
What's Greedo's brother's name here?
Budlow.
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 Yeah. That's the devil guy.
Yeah.
But he's missing his horns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he comes in later.
He's a brainiac. That's an Advozi, is what they call that
That's
one.
I'm
Yak not sure
face.
What he is. That's Yak Face, right?
That was the Yak Face action figure.
Oh, there's the Devorian.
Yeah.
Look, I'm sorry, we are closed. The Empire just imposed a curfew on this planet.
She's touching him, too. Well, everybody's touching everybody back then.
You know, it's...
Ooh,
here
we go.
Whoa.
What's up with the guy in the background just checking him out?
Take care of the door.
It's like Igor. All right. That's how we get when we go to the bar.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've been nearly thrown out of bars for doing that.
Yep.
Don't do this.
Yeah.
If you go to bars.
Yeah, well, like
bartenders
beers. Maybe an eggnogs is just the holiday special. This isn't very Christmassy, though.
No,
not in any way.
It was apparently supposed to be a Thanksgiving thing more than Christmas.
Oh, right. Life Day was a Thanksgiving thing.
Yeah.
To be with his family.
And
oh, there's an acorn there, whatever his name is.
And they'd hoped that this was going to air every year.
Yeah.
What was the plan? And it was kind of a backdoor pilot for a live-action Wookiee TV show.
Right.
And
didn't make it.
Star Wars cartoons, which happened 7 years later.
Yeah.
And homeward bound.
Oh, we get to hear her sing, too.
Yeah, here's some more Kenna Mitzi Welch set to the Cantina theme.
Yeah.
Just one more song, friend. And then so long, friend.
Figuring Don did not write this.
No.
Shorter,
and I believe objected to playing it.
It's like an oompa.
But much oompa. Like Harrison Ford, he was under contractual obligation to come in and do this.
So how many headsets did we have broken? Two?
Two.
What were they?
Yeah, this is a very Jacques Brel inspired kind of thing.
It's like an oompa and a cantina band.
Anthony Newley.
Which ain't bad.
This sequence actually works. Oh, you remember the giant rat from Star Wars, don't you?
Of course I do, yeah.
Yeah. Apparently somebody left one of the props from Ben mixed in with the Star Wars things, and so they just grabbed it.
Yep.
When the rat emerges halfway through the wall, don't feed it.
At this
it
point,
just makes the rat bigger.
At this point, Dad would be yelling, "Where's the Star Wars people?"
Yeah.
Oh, there's Malik or whatever his name
is.
Yeah,
big white, white.
Weazola or something like that.
Yeah.
I forget what his name is. Weazola.
Wizzo.
No, that's Muftak. Muftak is what it is.
Kind of a wampa looking thing.
I kind of like that little beep that he does, though. There's Pondababa dancing a jig.
He got his arm back. Of course he's dancing.
That ain't bad.
You know, just a couple of weeks ago, he was looking at his arm on the floor in the other cantina.
Well, this could have predated? No,
this is after that.
Yeah.
Because Han and Luke are in it.
Yeah, they all know each other.
Blown up the Death Star.
Yeah.
But if you'll notice, both sleeves on his jacket are now cut off.
Yeah.
Whereas in the original, those were full-length sleeves.
That's right. And then Greedo's dancing a jig there, whatever his name is.
I believe this dance is called the Pacino.
The Pacino.
This is the kind of dance that Damone from Fast Times at Ridgemont High would do.
It's like, let's...
where you're simultaneously keeping everybody away from your girl and making sure your girl doesn't escape.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, let's get out of here and go hang in the Camaro for a little while. Now it's good night, friend.
Good night, friend. Good night, friend.
I don't think we're going to find out how this turns out until next week.
Yeah, I know. Unless I fast forward it.
We'll have to pick this. We can't fast forward it.
Huh?
We can't
fast forward her? No, I can go a little faster.
You can't let a minute of this goodness go to waste.
Here we go. There she goes. Just two speed, that's all. There we go. There we go. Get out of there, B. Go on to the next thing. We want to see Harrison Ford again. There we go. Here she goes.
You're such a dear friend.
You're such a dear friend. That's how I feel about you, Derek, when we have holidays together.
You know I'm here, friend. Is that a tear, friend?
Is that a tear, friend?
In your eye. Wow.
Good
night, friend. Good night.
Good night. Oh, she gets a kiss, huh? Nice. I don't know, man.
Good night.
What? How can they wrap this up in 15 minutes? What else could happen? Everything's happened.
Remember, they ran out of money.
Yeah.
We still haven't seen Life Day yet.
Yeah, don't they get, like, give each other cheese or something? Something special. And then, do we need more Harvey Korman?
We do.
He's giving her, like, some poison ivy or something. Maybe it's that purple dildo from the Starship Band.
It's that flower that he brought for her.
I don't know.
Return to base. Return to base.
Oh!
Return to base.
Finally, something good happens for the Wookiees.
Message received. Obeyed.
See you later, Captain Snaps.
We leave at once.
He's like, I'm off to a better career. I'm out of here.
You...
I got an episode of Magnum PI to shoot. We'll see you later.
There's a male missing from this household, and I want you to be here when he returns.
There's a male missing?
He's one of the rebels we're looking for.
Oh, my. Who would it be? Chewie?
Yeah. They don't know it, but they're in the right house.
Oh.
And if they had any investigative skill at all, they'd have figured it out by now. Uh-oh. This is a good shot.
He's like, ain't that Art Carney?
Return to base. Return to base.
Meanwhile, over on the TSR radio,
we're going to say we're going to pause it here.
Yeah. All right.
We'll pause it. And we'll pick this up. We'll finish this up next week.
So we're at 1:22, and we got 17 minutes left.
Yeah.
15 minutes left. All right.
Well, we'll finish this off next week and get the last part of it.
I don't know. It was exciting, I think.
It's the thing about it is it's nowhere near as bad as most people make it out to be, but it's also not good.
It's definitely better than Andor.
It's really not good. Well, yeah. No, Andor at least Andor had its moments.
Mm.
Until
when the mothers weren't yelling at the boys?
Until it got to the end. And then all of a sudden, it's like...
This is better than the entire special. Mecco.
Where's the action? Like, why, what? We just spent 9 episodes waiting for Andor's mother to talk as a hologram.
Right.
And tell people to stand up to the Empire.
Yeah.
And then
they could have done this in 20 minutes.
And then there's some pushing and shoving and everybody... I understand that that's supposed to be... The moment the spark of the rebellion is lit.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, but she wasn't in it enough.
Shouldn't there be, like, more shooting and shoving like, and...
Oh, my mother just told us to fight the Empire.
Yeah.
How surprising. Everybody's giving it 8s and 9s and 10s. I give it a 2. Finish it.
I think it's better than a 2.
Episode 3 was great.
I mean,
other than that, that was classic Star Wars when the engines were flying around.
Boba Fett was a 2.
No.
Yes.
No.
Boba Fett was a 2.
No. The Sand People stuff was good.
The 2 episodes of
Cad
The Mandalorian.
Bane was fantastic.
The 2 episodes of The Mandalorian they stuck in there was good.
And what's his name was good too. The guy that had the Boba Fett armor.
Cad Bane.
Oh no, he showed up in Mandalorian, didn't he?
Cad Bane only makes sense if you know... The cartoon series.
Right, Clone Wars.
And watched an unaired episode on YouTube.
Okay.
That wasn't even finished.
Yeah.
As otherwise, people are sitting there like, who is this character? What's going on?
Well, then they
Why
kill him
he
off.
Here?
And they kill him off.
And then they kill him off.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
I'm like, we finally get, the ugly. No, that was the bad, right?
And
the good,
like,
bad, and the ugly.
If you were super, super hardcore Star Wars fan who knew all those references.
Yes.
The battle between Boba Fett and Cad Bane is amazing.
Yeah.
Because Cad Bane and Boba Fett.
They've known each other.
They've known each other.
Biblically.
They've trained each other.
Yes.
They know every move that the other one has.
Yeah.
And the only reason Boba Fett wins is because he trained.
He wants it more.
He trained with the Sand People.
That's right.
And he's the only one that's ever done that.
Yeah.
So he knew techniques that Cad Bane had never seen.
I liked how they made the Sand People better than they were. Before, they were just kind of thugs.
I think it was nice to
they
do
made
something
more of a
with
tribe,
that.
Which was cool.
Yeah, they're, you know, they've got a culture and they've got a thing. They're not just out, like, shaking everybody down and being jerks.
Yeah. I don't know. Tell me what you liked about Andor. Did you like when Gollum couldn't swim?
Yes.
How was that?
That was a fine moment.
Gollum can't swim. He's gotten out of the prison, but he can't swim.
There were a
what
couple.
Was that?
There were a couple of episodes in there that were pure
fail.
Padding.
Fail.
I thought
I'd say 80% of it was padding.
Everything leading up to the prison break was good.
Fair at best.
It was good.
My favorite, the prison break was okay. I wish there were more lasers. It's Star Wars. Where are the stormtroopers? It's Star Wars. Where are they?
But the whole idea of it was that they created this system that they didn't need any of that.
Yeah.
Where you could just electrify people to death.
Right.
Because they're walking around barefoot and no one else is.
And they had a couple of Imperial offices there, and that was about it.
There was some thought that went into it, and it was interesting, at least.
Yeah.
But. Where it went after that was just more padding. And it's like everybody's running around looking for Andor.
Right.
Mon Mothma's going to sell her daughter to a gangster.
Right.
So he can marry her so she can cover her tax tracks.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
It was too talky for me. I want more lasers. I want more sabers.
The Stellan Skarsgård's character was good.
Yeah, he was all right. Luthen. I liked his little speeder at the end there. That was kind of cool. It was just an engine he sat on and then flew away.
But when he fired up the lightsaber things in his ship.
Yeah, that was cool.
And started slicing up TIE fighters.
Sure.
That's interesting. That's something we haven't seen before.
I don't know. We'll talk about more of it next week.
And
so we will continue our Star Wars holiday special next week. And we'll talk about some horror movies for Christmas.
Well, we got to talk about Guardians next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
And I want to talk about Ringo. Let's keep it on the holiday special. Special theme for one more week. So if you think of this week as the commercial break, where you're going to learn all about Old Spice,
mm-hmm.
And Procter & Gamble products.
Yeah.
and things that you can do with Google.
That sounds good.
And we'll be back next week to wrap up our look at the holiday specials.
All right. We'll see you next week, everybody. Real Horror Show with Chris Earl and Derek Gary. See you later. WMFO in Medford.